Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
What's happening, people? Colin Geddes here. What you're about to listen to is a clip taken out of one of our Patreon-exclusive podcasts as part of the 12 Pods of Christmas series. My guest today, fellow comedian Dave Elliott. Dave Elliott is a very, very funny comedian. He has his own podcast, The Sly Guy Podcast, and has a big show coming up in 2021 in the Ulster Hall, and we chat about all things comedy. So please give it up for Dave Elliott.
Was clicking, I don't even know how to find it now, but I was clicking on these videos and it was like some horrendous video and then some real sad tearjerker. It was like Jack Black, that's what it was. Jack Black visits like Uganda and he's like, man, these kids have nothing. Like, yeah, kids starving to death.
You know, and he flips around, he's wearing a Speedo, he's just fucking the ground.
Oh dear. <Yeah. laughs>
You look hungry, little man.
Hungry for dick.
Wow. Ching, 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 ching. Would you like a sandwich? Woo.
And does he have his wee mate with him?
Kyle Gass. Yeah, just standing in the background, fat as shit in Uganda.
Oh, he's great.
But the next video was a guy who plays Santa and probably in a lot of movies and stuff. And he, mm-hmm. you know, like for all year stays ready, you know, beard, yeah. curly shit like this. And he was telling this story about like some sick kid dying in his arms for real in a hospital. You know, you're like, I was doing something else, and then I kind of just caught myself on what was on the screen. I was like, what the fuck am I watching this guy going? And I had to put on a brave face and go in there and be like, well, who's dying of leukemia in here today? Is it you?
And to avoid things being awkward, he was like, I just put the kid in the sack and left. Like, see you later,
just
kids.
Fucking, you know, I told the parents, I'll throw it off the side of the sleigh.
Oh, shit.
But it was funny. He was like, I had to put on a brave. And he's like, the child was so young he didn't even understand the concept of death. He was more worried that he was going to miss Christmas.
And you're like, unfortunately, both.
Yeah.
You've done the double there, mate. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring back Jack Black. At least he's been a crack, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He actually came in after. Hard act to follow. Yeah. To be fair, kid dies
ding,
at
ding,
arms.
Ding, ding. Oh, he's dead. Row. Dead. Woo.
Oh dear. Yeah, I mean, if ever there's a way to start
Sick of Destiny, wow.
Start a podcast. So children die at Christmas. How do you feel about that, eh? Yeah. Happens, you know. But again, like we said,
you dig yourself a hole.
We joke about the Ugandans, but the white kids dying are the sad ones. And that's why Band-Aid sang that song. To let you know, listen, it doesn't snow in Africa. And by the way, kids still die.
Also, there's something weird about sending Jack Black, who I'm sure the man's doing well for himself.
Yeah.
Where he turned around, he's like, hopefully you can all send some, anything that you can afford to help these people. Like, if his fucking wallet fell out of his pocket,
yeah,
you know, he could buy the town.
Yeah, he should send in more Z-listers. Send in Gemma Collins.
Send in a guy who's like, man, I'm just fucking trying to get by on my job. And then he goes and sees that, and then he's like, do you know what? You need to give everything you have. I have it really I have it good that I'm on fucking minimum wage.
But it's like a Bible story, isn't it? They're all fucking giving it up for the guy who he had, like, this wee old woman had a penny and she gave it to the homeless guy, and this fella's coming over, he's got gold and camels, and he gives him about 50 grand and they're ungrateful. Like, you know what I mean? What do you want from a fella?
So they're ungrateful to the guy who gives 50 grand?
Yeah, because he's got more than that and she just gave her last penny. But I think at the end of the day, if I'm homeless on the street, I'm going to be happier with 50 grand than I am with a penny. Mm-hmm. You know, first thing we'll do is get grills.
But that's the ultimate. You know?
That's it. Live it up.
That's the ultimate, you know, like fucking
life lesson.
It's the thought that counts type thing. You know, I give all my money. It was a penny.
But tell you a true story. I once, when I was younger, and I had, you know, had a heart. You know, I've been watching a lot of Christmas movies with the children at the minute, and one's the Grinch, and there's a line in the Grinch. It's like, basically they go, I don't fucking know what's wrong with him. Might be the fact he's got a really small heart. You know, that's why he's miserable. Whatever. So at the time, I think my heart was big. When I was maybe a teenager, I saw this hungry homeless man outside Tesco's in Belfast at Christmas. I thought, you know what? He looks hungry. He looks like he could do with a bit of sustenance about
sustenance,
him.
Yeah.
I said, you know what, I'll go in, get him a sandwich, turkey, obviously, Christmas, and Lucas aid, because, I mean, what else do you need? Went out and brought to him, gave it to him.
He'll want to be up all night, this guy.
But give it to him. He's fucked it at me. He goes, fuck, don't me do that. I want your money. I was like, well, mister, you're going to have nothing now. Yeah. And then I picked up the sandwich and then I did it myself.
He's like, I can't inject the sandwich into me.
No. And, you know, again, moral of the story is he's probably dead and I'm not. So, you know, victory. Yeah.
Dab in a Christmas.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.